Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
Who?
Blake Robertson.
Didn't it sound like Alan? Well, anyway, this is the special live hot sauce edition of Running on Indy with our special guests that we're going to go through in a little bit. We got several of them, so prepare to be on fire. Just saying. So, okay, so today we're going to do the hot sauce challenge, and our first...
The hot sauce challenge.
We're going to do progressively hotter and hotter hot sauces, starting with 600 Scovilles, which is how you measure hot wings and hot sauces. And then we're going to go all the way to 2 million plus. So between 600 to 2 million plus.
Is this like a metric unit?
It's an exponential cycle. Yes.
Yes, I don't understand what exponential.
But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to try the first one, and then we're going to have everyone go through and introduce themselves. But first, Blake, you want to talk about 361 real quick?
Yes, we'd like to thank 361 for sponsoring this podcast. And if you're looking for some cool 361 shoes, you can go to your local Runners Forum or local retail specialty store and pick up the all-new Spire 4
is coming out right here.
Right,
and it has a carbon fiber plate, which you're going to get in the carbon fiber plates in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's get going. So everybody try your first one, which is the Howler Monkey, which is 600 Scoville units. 600. Are you guys ready to wuss out?
Wheat sauce.
Okay. So the first question is just to go through and introduce yourselves. So we have a traveling mic. We'll start with Caleb over here. Just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, what your connection to running is. By the way, we have four Olympic trials qualifiers here, so that's pretty impressive. So, are you ready, Caleb?
I am. So my name is Caleb Kerr. I'm from Evansville, Indiana, originally. I moved to Indy about 3 years ago. I ran at Purdue University in college and have since kind of moved on to the marathon. Qualified for the Olympic trials last year and have been training ever since. So,
congratulations, Caleb, by the way.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Olivia Ballou. I am from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, which is a really small town.
Bojangles.
I've been to Evansville, though.
Bojangles is good. I didn't run in college, and I took 9 years off. And then met my boyfriend, and who's now my coach, and he started coaching me, and I got pretty good at the marathon and qualified for the trials, so I will be running that in February.
And for all you Running on Indy fans, this is the second podcast for Olivia.
Yeah, last time we did like a wine tasting competition with you.
Yeah, the Dublin was still not good, Blake.
I'm sorry, how didn't I get an invitation to the wine tasting one? It's, I feel like my mouth's going to be on fire here soon. I'm Jordan Kyle. I'm from here in the Indianapolis North Side area. Went to IU and Colorado. I'm a runner, clearly. Work for a company out of Pennsylvania. And I'd like to put in a plug for the Working Man's Track Club.
Woo!
And I'm Jason Meyer. I'm from Seymour and been living in Indianapolis for probably 10, 12 years, 15 years, who knows? But I'm a streaker, and 10 of those 15 years, or who knows?
10 of those 15 years, he's been naked.
Has been a streaker. 10-year running streak.
My name's Anna Weber. I'm from Michigan City, Indiana, originally. I've been in Speedway for about 6 or 7 years now. This is my second Olympic trials that I've qualified for. Woo. And incidentally, my second time on Running on Indy, so I'm sure those go hand in hand.
Also here for the wine challenge.
Yep.
Yes, Olivia and Anna were on the same podcast. So now that we've done the introductions, we just hold on to that mic.
Can I go over what we're using to neutralize the heat for these wings?
Yeah, the people that need to neutralize the heat. Yes, let's go over
that. We got this idea from a show on YouTube called Hot Ones. Everybody should check it out.
Fantastic show. Yes. This is our
milk, which everybody knows should neutralize heat. I also brought lemon juice that is also supposed to neutralize heat. I brought some candy, which is sweet tarts chewies, because sugar is supposed to neutralize heat. And I went to Jack's Donuts. Thank you, Jack's Donuts. And got a dozen of cream Theo donuts, which also neutralize heat.
So, all right. Do we have a working fire extinguisher?
Sure, we can find one if you need
A mouth extinguisher?
I do. When I'm streaking with Jason, we both neutralize heat.
All right. So now I think it's appropriate to move on to the second hot sauce, the classic. So everybody get your wings and everybody dip. I've already got it all set up. This one is 1,800 Scovilles, so we're moving up 1,200 Scoville units. And I want to point out that at some point, if this becomes too much for you, we have a lifeline where you can call in an audience member, and they can take your wing for you, and it will. They can now be part of the podcast. So, just let us know if you need a lifeline. So. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you come back. Maybe you just need a break for a second. I don't know. We're going to play it by ear. So, everybody ready? Second one, 1,800 Scovilles.
Cheers.
Cheers. I want to point out, I haven't tried any of these yet, so.
Oh, and thank you, Greek Pizza, for providing the wings. They're really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Greeks. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about. Anybody that wants to answer this, go for it. What do you guys think about Sub 2 thoughts? It just happened. I think it's a big event in the running community. What are your thoughts?
Ooh, controversy.
Ooh, it could be. It could be controversy.
I don't know if there's any controversy with the 159 challenge. I think Eliud is obviously a spectacular runner. It's been really fun to watch him. I remember when the first... the first sub two attempt happened a couple years ago. I got up in the middle of the night and watched it on my phone.
It's exactly what I did this time.
And expected him to not even get close and was sitting there with about 5K to go thinking, oh my God, is he going to do it?
Yeah.
So I kind of expected him to do it this time, but it's still pretty surreal to see someone run 4:34 mile pace for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think it was really good for the sport, even though it's not an official, that's not an official world record. But anybody else have an opinion?
I also got up in the middle of the night to watch this, and and I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, but I think Eliud is, it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah.
He's just so humble, and I got emotional watching it, so I was just really happy to see it happen to somebody that, you know, really loves the sport and is a true marathoner. So.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was really neat about it is that people who don't run or can't run or really don't follow running at all got super into it and got super interested about
it. And they got national coverage. Worldwide coverage. Yeah.
And that was one of the neat things that as a sport that not a lot of people are into, people seem to care. And it was, people talk about the 4 minute mile when Roger Bannister did it so many years ago. And that was kind of that event of our generation. So I thought it was great for the sport. It got a lot of people interested in it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really kind of cool to see how far you can push the human body. I remember it was it like 5 or 6 years ago? They were even saying that we wouldn't even see sub two in our lifetime. And then here we are. It's 20 seconds under. So
I don't like the people that are kind of, you know, crapping on it because, oh, it's like the fakest record ever, you know, whatever. We knew that going into it, that it wasn't going to be legal. But I came across a really cool article in the Journal of Applied Physiology that was about the women's equivalent to sub two. And I think a lot of people don't talk about just how amazing Paula Radcliffe's old record was, which obviously
16
since been,
years.
Yeah, since been broken. Yeah. But
that's one of the questions coming up.
Yeah. Well, but like in that article, it said her record was actually equivalent to sub two for a man. So I think that was really neat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never ran faster than Paula Radcliffe's world record. So.
Y'all have finally caught up to us now.
Yeah.
I personally think, too, well, my opinion is that if you put him and Bekele at London with the right conditions, right pacers and everything, I think they could do it in a legit race, both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool.
Because he did 201 without any help. You just got to figure if you throw somebody in there like Michaela who can actually stay with him. I mean, both of them could freaking do it. You know what I mean? That's what I
think. Oh, yeah.
I think you do it in a legit race.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But now I think we need to move on to the Heartbeat hot sauce. Yeah. And we're at 4,000 Scoville units here. So get ready.
So I'm planning to do a shakeout after this. How do you think that's going to go?
Are you going to run after this?
That was
oh, that's
plan.
A terrible idea.
I'm not going to condone that. All right, so.
Cheers. So, cheers. I already had mine because it was so good. I'm very pleasantly surprised. I think these are all fantastic wings. Yeah, we just went up like 1,200 skulls. It's 2,200 skulls. All right, so
I'm glad I've been practicing because this isn't nothing right now.
I went to the dentist before this and numbed my whole mouth.
The other night.
So Novocaine really helps before a hot sauce
The other night
challenge.
I went and got Blazing Wings, which is number 5. So I know I can at least get to number 5.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident going in. I've been training. Been doing a lot of intervals.
So we're going up.
So now that we've talked about sub 2, does anybody have any opinions on the shoes that Kipchoge wore? Like with the, just thoughts. Yeah, I know it sparked a lot of social media controversy.
Having worn the 4%, I do think that I get a little bit of a boost in some sense. So I am interested. I'm sure the next percent, just having looked at the shoe and the differences, definitely seems to have something.
Yeah, and just to fill everybody in, like Ryan Hall had talked, he had tweeted about it. I don't know, he's since backed off, but he says there's 3 carbon fiber plates in the shoe. So it's like he said it was probably a little unfair considering that kind of makes a trampoline type
like
effect, like a spring.
Yeah, but you still got to run.
No, I agree. And I don't I'm just saying what Ryan Hall said. Yeah. And I don't necessarily know how much of a difference it makes, but I'm just curious what you guys' opinions are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently wearing the shoe because I feel like I'm at a disadvantage if I don't, if that mm-hmm. gives you my opinion on it.
Yeah. So anybody else have an opinion on it?
Sure.
Jordan Kyle does.
I'll have an opinion on this one. So if you guys remember back to the 2008 Olympics, the swimmers in the Olympics used the, I think, blue 70 suits, they were called. Mm-hmm. Basically, they called them shark suits or shark skin suits. And they were since banned from the sport because it basically increased your level of buoyancy and it made your body going through the water like Teflon would. And so when you start to think about, okay, if a governing body is going to restrict certain suits that swimmers can wear, it would probably make sense that at some point they restrict the types of shoes that runners can wear. Right. I don't know if this shoe is that, but at some point the technology will come far enough to where the governing bodies will say, okay, we can't allow these shoes.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember the moon shoes when we were like growing up?
I do. Yeah.
That's
moon
like
shoes?
All I could think of.
No, I don't remember moon shoes.
That's all the opinion I
remember, I don't remember it. Actually, can you explain it?
I think about the little bouncy. Remember the little bouncy ball with the circle that you had to get on and you had to bounce up?
Yeah.
Remember that thing? Yeah.
Is that how you started running?
Yes, exactly.
So as an engineer, I forgot to mention that I'm an engineer for my profession.
I thought this is a perfect question for you, actually.
Yeah, humble brag. Yeah.
So Caleb's an engineer.
Yeah. So math. I'm about to throw a whole bunch of math at now. You know, I kind of think of it as just kind of a natural progression for shoe technology. I don't know if you can say that here's where we need to stop and, you know, not continue to advance in progressing the technology that we can put on our feet. It's still a shoe. It still is. It's not like it's batteries or rocket motors or something active that's propelling you along. I think there is evidence to say that there is one shoe that is superior to other shoes that are on the market right now, and you can see that just on the results list. But I don't know that it's fair to say that we should stop advancing technology. What I don't like is that you've got one brand that has a patent on a type of shoe that is not accessible to other brands able to build mm-hmm. their like own competitor. And so
one thing I will say about carbon fiber plates, I mean, they have been putting those in shoes since the 70s. I mean, that's not like new technology. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like maybe the stacking of like 3 is kind of a new innovation. But
And we, for the record, we haven't seen that shoe in an actual competition yet.
Yeah.
That was just in the 159 race. So, and I've seen people, you know, say things like, okay, maybe we should put a limit on stack height, similar to how they did with the swimsuits, where they said you can't, it can't be a full body suit if you're a man, and things like that. So maybe there is a reasonable solution to limiting.
I think it's just so early, we just don't know yet.
Or he could have wore the new Spire 4 from 361,
which does have a carbon fiber plate in it.
Does have a carbon fiber plate. He would have probably went 158 maybe.
But so let's move on to the next hot sauce. I think it's time. Now we're going. We are actually going.
Meyer, you got a wing.
To the Son of Zombie. Okay. The Son of Zombie is 24,000 Scoville units. So now we are jumping up. We're jumping up 20,000 Scoville units.
So is there like a standard competition list of sauces that you have to follow, or is that just up to you guys?
There's a
I am actually involved with the National Hot Sauce USA. Yeah, no, I'm totally serious. I'm highly involved with the USA Hot Sauce.
On ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Yes, yes, yeah. If you can see me at like 3 a.m. on ESPN every third Sunday.
Okay.
Just tune in. I'm like the color commentary.
Yes. Okay. So, just so you know, I can already smell the heat.
All right.
So this is Son of a Zombie?
Son of a Zombie. 24,000 Scoville units.
Listeners experience
right?
The taste here.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. That's not bad. We're still doing pretty good here, I think.
Okay.
Wait, who in the group chat said they were going to have 0.1% of a wing?
Yeah, I don't know. That was
me. So I've already made it way further than I expected.
I'm really proud of you, Caleb.
Thank you, Jesse. That means a lot.
You're doing really well. I want to say that meant 0% to Caleb. But he's being very kind, though.
This one has like a little bit of a after effect here.
I actually really like that one.
Yeah, like I thought, this isn't too bad, and now it's starting to light my whole mouth on fire.
Caleb, I got a quick question for you.
So
when you talk about patents and the company you work for, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. There wasn't actually a question.
What? What?
I'm not allowed to comment on that either.
So. Caleb's sweating. I can't tell it's from my comments or from the wings.
All right.
So let's go down and... Everybody tell something like unique about themselves. It does not have to be running related, but just something that we probably all would not know about you. I think that'd be cool.
All right.
I have the two best kitties in the entire world. Their name is Mickey and Mr. President.
I don't know. I like. I have.
No, I have the best ones.
I have some nice cats too, though.
But mine are the best.
Link and Winston.
Go that way.
There you go. Yep.
I'm just gonna pass for a second.
Yeah.
Come back to me.
Jordan Kyle is a male model.
Something interesting. This is my go-to. I once published an encyclopedia chapter on scanning ion conductance microscopy for electrochemical methods.
What language did you just speak? I have no idea what you just said. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Caleb, can you jump in on that one?
I had no idea what you just said.
I know I mentioned I was from Seymour, which is, you know, southern Indiana, but I do have two sisters named Jessica.
What? Two sisters?
One's a stepsister.
Oh, okay. I would say your parents aren't very creative then.
I'm pointing straws now. I've got nothing. I was a swimmer before I was a runner, and I got into running because I was so terrified about continuing to swim because how boring it was.
Yeah, swimming is pretty terrible. I'm just going to throw that out there. Sorry to my girlfriend, Naomi, who loves swimming.
I should come up with something more interesting about myself that's not running related, but I guess the one thing that's in my mind right now is that my wife was actually faster than me for like 20 years of our life.
Wow.
So she is an All-American, or former All-American.
But
so.
You got her.
I've got her now.
Yes.
I've got her now, that's which all, is really what counts.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Could she beat you in a 400?
No. No, she could not. In a mile, yes.
All right. I think we should move on to Los Calientes. Los Calientes is moving up to 36,000 Scoville units.
Los Calientes looks a lot like dog vomit.
tastes like
it. We're all right. You don't know that.
Is anybody getting enough sauce on their wing?
12,000. I think you just got to get a little bit. I mean, that's all that matters. Get as much as you want. I watched Weird Al do this, and he barely took anything. He kind of was like the wussiest.
Well, my life is now accomplished.
Ever.
I am better than Weird Al at eating hot food.
Well, he made it all the way through, though.
I'm going to tell you who beast mode it, and that was Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Beast mode.
There is literally nothing that I'm better than Halle Berry at. So.
Paul Rudd did pretty well, too. All right. So, what about. Oh, wait. Well, let's take this wing first, and then you can answer. Ready?
This one is Los
Calientes, 36,000 Scoville units.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Really? Really, Blake? The guy who's been practicing for weeks.
Look, man.
He's like, oh, I've been handling the blazing wings for 300,000. He's like,
that shit went down to round two.
Oh my goodness. God. Wow.
Good God.
Woo. So not as good as Bojangles. Wow. That's only 36,000, man.
I think the other ones are stronger. I think the other ones are stronger.
Yeah, I think so too.
When you guys throw out the numbers, it really doesn't make any sense to me. Like 36,000.
It doesn't, but that is the that is if you tune in to ESPN Ocho at 3 a.m. every third Sunday, you would understand. Yep. I want to talk about the women's world record, which just happened as well. Broke a 16-year record from Paula Radcliffe. Any thoughts on that? I'll just let's see what you guys think.
So, since I have the microphone, and have been totally dominating this conversation,
but
I was actually there in Chicago when Bridget Koskaj broke the record. I was supposed to be running, but I unfortunately hurt myself a couple weeks before the race. Didn't get to run. So I was sitting at about halfway watching a couple friends run by. And I remember Bridget Koskaj comes by shortly after like the elite American men.
Yeah.
And well in front of like the male Olympic trials qualifier group.
Oh yeah.
Like minutes in front of. And I remember seeing her go by and being like she went by, she hit halfway at 67 minutes and it kind of didn't register for a second. And then I thought, she's like a minute and a half under world record pace.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she was out at 5:10 pace early on.
Yeah, yeah. I remember looking and I just told my buddy who was there, was like, there's no way she makes it. No way she makes the finish line.
Yeah.
And got to the finish line a couple hours later and went to talking to friends and realized that the world record had gotten broken during that time. So it was incredibly impressive. And I agree, Anna, that it is probably on paper more impressive than Eliud's race, especially since it was done in an actual race. Even if she did have pacers all the way to 40K.
Did they go to 40K?
Yeah, they went. Okay. I mean, they went almost all the way there, but still.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a side note. I had I used to have the best gig in running, which was pacing at the Chicago Marathon. Like $3,000, they put you up in a hotel. You only had to run 20 miles. But I couldn't have done that. I know. I wouldn't have been able to pace her. So why I probably didn't get a call.
I know, Anna, you said this on Facebook, but I was laughing at Josh Cox because he was like sweating them bullets. Because for the longest time, she was running faster than his PR. So I was like, that dude's getting worried.
Yeah. So when I was watching it on TV, I saw Bridget and I was like, okay, like she went out. Because when you've heard of Mary Catani trying to break the records, you hear about it weeks ahead of time. Like, she's going to go attempt to break the world record. And this one, Bridget kind of came out of nowhere. Or, like, she hadn't really announced, I don't think, that she was going to try to break it. And I was like, oh, well, she went out kind of fast. And then she broke it. And the commentators were still talking about how she went out so fast. And I'm going to be like, yo.
It doesn't
she
matter.
She broke the record. It
yeah,
doesn't,
who cares?
It doesn't matter how fast she went out.
Watching that event, I feel very humbled because I have to run a lot lot faster now.
Yeah.
To not be slower than her.
Yeah. So I mean, that's an impressive time, guy or girl. I mean, like, that is... Yeah.
John Perret from behind us says that is the A standard.
Yeah.
And that
Which
is...
was the A standard.
John Perret also volunteered to be the first person to be called in for the hot sauces.
You know, we haven't had a John Perret... Do you want to come up and say a couple words? Maybe an impersonation?
At some point, yeah.
Maybe an impersonation of Blake at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do the rest of the show as Blake? What do you think, Jason?
No, I just think it's really incredible. Like I said earlier, just pushing the human body, it's really an amazing thing to do.
Yeah.
16-year record just taken down like that is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'll just say I really respect the way that Africans tend to race because in America, we are so hung up on like, oh, what if I DNF? What if I slow down? What if I have a big positive split? And African racers tend to go hard, and if they die, they die. And I think that's, you know, huge reason we're seeing a lot of these records fall. But I think we can learn a lot from that because we are seeing limits being pushed and broken. And I think a lot of people don't respect that in an elite race. A lot of times maybe we don't run the time that we thought we would run because we went for it and died. Whereas sometimes when you're sub-elite, when you're running from the back, you're more on a pacing strategy. You're more on trying to, you know, be a little bit more conservative. And sometimes you do see that like sub-elite field clipping people at the end of the elite field for that reason. But just the way that, you know, I think Americans could learn a lot by just going for it the way that a lot of these African runners have been.
All right. I think it's time to move on to Black Garlic. Black Garlic is 71,000 Scoville units. So we're going up more than double than Los Calientes.
I apologize to the podcast guy that we have hot sauce, I think, all over his microphone.
Oh, this is a great time for a shout out to Brian Wheat of Village Recording, who's actually here recording all this for us. Thank you, Brian.
And
another 361 shout out. I'm wearing the Phantoms, which are great. Did you try this already? Are you?
No, I'm just nervous.
Why are you so nervous? Why are you so nervous? All right, let's go for it. Ready?
Cheers.
I don't know. That wasn't bad either.
Give it time. It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Oh, by the way, the next one that we try is Da Bomb.
Oh, my God.
And on Hot Ones, this is the one where everybody dies. So if you want to phone a friend.
Hot. I ain't gonna lie. That was hot.
They actually have to come up here and do it and sign a waiver.
Oh, my God.
I actually like the Black Garlic. I mean, I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying to be hardcore or anything, but I honestly have not really like got to a level where I have noticed. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be Halle Berry or anything.
Oh my God, man.
Blake, can you sugar? Blake, you've got that sugar?
I got sugar and I got candy. Where's the sugar? All right. Over there.
Speaking of the next question.
Right there.
I know a lot of our listeners are curious about nutrition, and we got a lot of great runners here.
Doing a lot of bad things.
Doing a lot of bad nutritious things. But what about like what is your like daily nutrition like? What about like in race nutrition? Any comments on that? Are you guys okay? Is there
Jesse?
I think we need to get the mic to Olivia right now because she is struggling bad.
You're gonna have to repeat that whole question again. I don't think nobody heard you.
How are you doing?
Olivia, Olivia, are you okay? I thought you were from North Carolina.
This is bad.
Aren't you from North Carolina? I thought this was like.
I'm sweating.
Isn't this your jam?
Come on, Olivia. Look. We're the same people here. We gotta stick together.
Olivia, are you okay?
I'm sweating.
Okay, good.
Well,
no,
this
good.
Is a perfect time to ask. What do you do, like in race nutrition? What's your plan?
In race.
Yeah. Keep going.
Where's your meal?
Olivia, where's your meal? He's filling it up.
No, he ain't doing nothing.
This is a test of a relationship right here.
So, like, on day to day, I was Woo! Stereotypical. I was actually an under-eater.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So this last build-up for a half marathon I just did, I wasn't eating enough, and I felt just exhausted. And I actually got this idea from Anna. She started using... she started using an app where she tracks her macros. And I was like, hey, that's a good idea. And
yeah.
I noticed that I was like really under eating. And I started eating more. And man, my workouts got so much better. So
really?
Actually, I thank her for that. And I started taking iron. So I think... just making sure, like, if you're running at this level, making sure you're getting enough nutrients, and don't think of food as a bad thing, but think of it as fuel.
Do you know what's really good for iron? I'm just going to put in a plug for Raisin Bran.
Hot sauce.
Raisin Bran is actually really high in iron. That's one of the best cereals. Are you okay, Livia?
Yeah, I'm good.
So, I'm going to give points.
All right, who else wants to take a nutrition stab?
So
here we go.
Cool points to the first guy that go use the bathroom right now with their hands.
What? Why are you so interested in this, Blake? This is so weird. Why are you making this weird? Anyway.
Okay, I'm actually better.
Jordan is totally sweating.
You're sweating. You're
He's 100% sweating here.
Jordan, I actually picked you to.
Usually I have Caleb do this for me, but you know he's too far.
You know we haven't got to the hard one yet. I mean, like,
hey, I'm not stopping. I'm just sweating.
Oh no, okay, it's yeah. No, sweating is fair.
It's the
sweating
Irish blood me. Right. So nutrition. We are eating very nutritious foods.
Yeah. It could
Wait,
be.
No,
yes.
I can't back that up. So nutrition. Yeah, no, really, I'm going to cry. Not because of emotional reasons. So nutrition. Most of the days I work out fairly early in the morning, usually starting my runs between 6 and 6:30. So it's tough because you've got to wake up early and you've got to mentally and physically get prepared to do the workout. And so we're okay. So honestly, I will do some sort of either toast with peanut butter and raisins, and almost always coffee if I have a workout early in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And it usually means I get up at 5:15 to 5:30, and then I'll meet some of the guys I train with to run, but it really allows me to feel more awake and ready for the workout as opposed to just showing up and being half asleep. So if you can't do caffeine, I understand that, but if you have a hard time getting up early in the morning and getting into a workout, I'd recommend some amount of caffeine.
Yeah. Anybody else want to tackle nutrition? Let's go, Jason.
Anything I want.
Anything you want. Good answer.
Yeah, I mean, kind of what Olivia was saying kind of stole my thunder there. But
I'm sorry.
Dang it, Olivia.
I'm totally
she
kidding.
Was really struggling.
I'm totally kidding. As a coach in my own like coaching, I would say 90% of my athletes, men and women across the board, just don't eat enough. And I think a lot of that is because we're really hyper-focused on clean eating. Mm-hmm. We're really hyper-focused on, orthorexia, where people are so focused on eating clean or keto or paleo or whatever, that they're not eating foods available to them, even if they're hungry.
Yeah.
So I'm really big on just, I have to eat about 3,000 to 3,500 calories a day. If that means pizza and frozen yogurt and hot wings and candy, sometimes that's what it means.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. What's your go-to food you eat when you're really hungry after a long run?
There you go. That's perfect. Skittles.
No. So I am obsessed. I roast a can of chickpeas. I cut up a couple pieces of bacon and then throw whatever like veggies and roast that for about 30 minutes. And it is so good and has everything you need. If I don't have that, then frozen pizza for sure.
Mine is Crackle Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Goodness, Cracker Barrel.
Crackle Barrel.
Wow, Cracker Barrel. Okay.
Or Bojangles, but I don't have that.
All right, I think we're ready for the bomb. This is gonna separate the week from...
I'll tell you what, if you
does anybody any- does anybody want to call an audience member in for the bomb? Because this is like going to be legit. We're taking it to a next level. We're talking about 130.
We have a somewhat curious group of people over here. Would anyone like to try a really spicy food?
This one is 135,600 scovilles. That's almost double.
And it's exponential, you said?
This is double what we did last time.
Because if it's exponential, we're all dead.
I'm dipping mine.
Is this the bomb?
I'm ready to dink it and sink it. Right. So if you guys are ready.
Wait.
You want to phone a friend?
I'm phoning a friend.
Well, you got to get a friend to agree to it.
Brad?
John? John, Brad will not. You got to take this.
It's not that bad. Oh, we got John Poray. Yes. He has the best hair
John Poray,
of anyone
shot.
In this
which
building.
One?
It's the bomb.
John Poray.
The bomb.
So hot right now.
All right, everybody, everybody grab the bomb. That's doing it. Whatever, as little as you want.
No.
You just got to take a little bit. No, you just got to get it on there. That's fine. That's fine. This one's really hot. I've already got some. I've got a big dip, and I'm going to throw it all in there.
I got a big dip, too.
I got a big dip. Oh, wait. No, that's. Can we edit that out?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Big dip. Big dip.
All right. I've only been drinking beer this whole time. I think beer is the best coolant. I'm not even
Jesse,
going
to. I couldn't agree more.
Thank cheers.
You to the bartender. Good
yes.
sir. Thank you for the milk stout.
What's
I'm
your
this helps.
Trevor? Shout out to Trevor at Greeks. He is awesome.
Thank you, Trevor.
Are we doing it yet?
Greeks Pizzeria. Well, we're going to wait for everybody. This one is serious. This is one where people take a turn for the worst on the Hot Ones show.
All right.
All right, we ready to dink it and sink it? All right, John, give the mic to John because he is doing this for a living.
John.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Ready? Cheers. Let's do this.
The podcast guy.
Woo, here we go, baby.
So, spoiler, I'm also going to try it. I just wanted to get John to try one.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
well.
The one. That's the
oh
one that
God.
Usually people do not
oh my
like.
God. Okay.
Oh, did you try one, Brian?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I thought, man.
I just. Oh.
You know, woo. I'm not trying to be tough.
Woo. Okay.
But I thought it'd be hotter. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Woo.
No. It actually, yeah. It,
Jesse's not actually eating the hot.
Actually, no. It's building
I
up
I
now.
I got the hiccups. Oh, I got the hiccups.
Oh, you know what? It gets hotter.
Oh, shit.
It just got hotter. Hey, Jason Meyer, can you talk about...
Hey, can somebody hand me some candy?
Hey, yeah. Oh, wow. It just got really hot, actually. I'm not going to be tough.
Oh, I should not have done that.
Hey, Jason, you want to talk about streaking real quick while everybody recovers? Hey, someone give Jason Meyer... The mic.
There's milk. You don't want water. Oh, that's sugar. Yeah, that's
sugar.
Water doesn't. Water's not
helpful. No, water makes it worse.
So, someone give Jason Meyer the mic.
Okay.
So he.
Yep.
What do you want to know?
Tell us all about streaking while we recover here.
Well, to be a streaker, what that really means is you run every single day, and the minimum you can actually log is a mile.
Woo!
My tongue's on fire.
That was hot.
Y'all, I wanted you to know I'm really hot.
Woo!
That is crazy. You guys sweating? I'm sweating.
Yeah, I'm crying. That is tough.
That is.
Oh my God!
And it doesn't stop.
Yeah, it keeps going.
It's relentless.
Anybody else want to answer a question?
Oh no, I'm gonna get a donut.
I just want to say it feels like the opposite of a brain freeze, like in the back of your throat.
What is the most embarrassing running moment of your life? Go.
One time in college.
What is the most embarrassing running moment that you actually talk about? Go.
Okay, my most embarrassing moment I can think of, I was in a 5K in college and I chalked this big game.
Oh my God, man.
And wound up, there were only two people in the whole freaking race. 200 meters in, I turn my ankle on the infield curve and fall and just like flop, like a freaking soccer player and
my
just lie there.
Hurts.
And 200 meters in, I was out.
God, that is hot. Holy Oh.
Hey, Brian, we need you focusing on this.
Beer is not helping.
My most embarrassing moment was in 2012 at the Run for Ronald when I beat Jesse Davis.
Did you beat me? Oh, my God.
It was embarrassing.
Why was that embarrassing?
My most embarrassing moment is when Caleb beat me in the Indy Mini. He worked me back.
Man, I think I'm going to barf.
All of mine are too embarrassing, and so I'm not going to say.
I got caught pooping in the woods once, yeah, at Rose Holman. which I figured everyone else would say. But
I was waiting for a bathroom story.
Lake's going to throw up.
This was a bad one. The worst part was that I was only like 50 yards from a restroom. I didn't know it, but...
That's happened
to me
too.
Yeah.
I think Blake
because
went to go throw
said
up.
It, I mean, what Caleb said it, so I can say it. So Brad and I, when we first started dating, I was like, not so good. And we were out here sweating so much. And he's such a trooper. He bikes with me on my long runs. And it hit me. And I was like, Brad, there's no bathroom. And I was like, oh, he's going to, like, break up with me. He didn't. But, I had to poop in the woods.
All right.
And then he wiped my...
Oh, no. Wow, that is intense.
I've got another one, actually. When I was in eighth grade, I got beat by my entire middle school girls team in a race. Which was very embarrassing, mostly because I was in middle school.
But oh, man. What
you're doing really... But Caleb, I want to say that of all the people, I thought you were going to go out pretty early, but you have done well.
Mm-hmm. See, I set really, really low expectations so that I can exceed them every time. It works really well at your workplace
you
as well.
You are doing great.
I'm sorry being rude, guys.
And Jesse, I may be doing well, but I'm totally tapping out after that one. I can't handle another one.
Oh, God, I can't keep going.
Is anybody... I just want to say that the next one is Hellfire, Fiery Fool. 550,000 Scoville units.
Which, for the record, is five times what we just ate.
Yeah, five times what we just ate.
You guys can't see this, but that one was so hot, I just realized I drooled on my pants. I can't feel my mouth.
Does anyone want to call in an audience member on this next one?
A little bit of pee came out.
Will any audience member actually do this? Scott Jacobson! Wipe that stuff off your face, though, first.
I'm going to call somebody. Tommy Pants Cochran.
Tommy, come on. I'm going to do Hellfire. I'm doing Hellfire. I'm going in. All right, we got Tommy Cochran. Who's doing it?
All right,
we're going to Hellfire. Who's going to Hellfire?
Oh, God. I'll have a dot.
I'm going for a dot. I'm not going for a lot of
it. I need a wing, though.
I did a lot of the da bomb. Okay, I did like
Blake,
a whole nugget.
Will you hand me a wing?
I'm Facebook Live. Yes, this is sweat.
No, I'm definitely going for Hellfire. You know,
I need a minute.
I will say that this says it's the hottest hot sauce known to man. That is not of natural substances.
It is of natural substances.
It is of natural substances.
This is okay.
All right, ready? One, two,
oh
three. Dink it and stink it.
Wait,
which one was supposed to eat? Fiery fool!
Black garlic?
No, we're eating the bomb plus five.
No, I think I'm gonna throw up.
I actually feel like I might throw up on this table.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Not on the table. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's always a bad.
Oh yeah. That's not bad.
I don't think I got enough of it to really.
Have y'all done it yet?
550,000 Scoville units.
I didn't get enough to really. I didn't get enough.
Oh, Tommy, what is your opinion of this hot sauce?
Like, dip
it
to
it burns. It hurts.
You know, it's either not enough, way too much.
Woo! Holy boy. Actually, I think that's better than the bomb. I think the bomb is worse.
I think the bomb's worse. That
one's definitely worse.
What it is, the bomb, like, kind of,
the bomb
like,
is
numb.
We actually all have third-degree burns at this point, and none of our nerve endings are left.
Yeah.
So.
Tommy, try the bomb, man. Oh, my God.
I have to remember not to wipe my nose with the hot sauce.
In there.
What is your best running moment ever? Who wants to take it? Best running moment, Olivia.
Naturally, I'm going to say qualifying for the trials was one of my best running moments, but my most previous race, I did Rock and Roll Philly, and it was really extremely, extremely hot, but Brad kept telling me, oh, like, Des Linden's up there in the green, And I was like hot. I was like, oh, that's probably just like some guy or something. And I was like closing down on her and I only missed her by 30 seconds at Philly. So I think like just having somebody like that in sight was like a pretty awesome moment for me.
Mm-hmm. Man, who else is the best moment? Who has the best moment?
There was that one time that I beat Jordan Kyle.
That's pretty impressive. I don't know if I've beaten Jordan Kyle. Maybe I have.
Yes, you have.
I have? Oh, grandma. I did. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I feel better about myself now. I mean, Jordan's really fast.
There was qualifying for the trials, which I did by probably the slimmest of margins I could have. I beat it by 3 seconds, the standard, which Jesse actually did by, I think, less than that. But so I don't even have the closest one. But I think the other one that's up there is actually going all the way back to high school when my high school team qualified for the state championship.
Man, I am
for the first time since
what,
like the 50s.
The 50s?
Whenever I was a senior.
What high school? Just big shout out.
Evansville North.
Evansville North. Yeah, I went to USI, so I know all about Evansville.
Man, this gives you gas.
Hey, like,
I mean, I'm just farting.
What are you still eating?
Oh. Dipping it in the sauce.
Are you in the fiery fool?
He just
wants to cry. Wait. Hey, you know what? This is perfect for running, I want to say, because we just love torture. I mean,
we are gluttons for pain.
We are gluttons for pain.
What are you doing, Jordan? You keep dipping it in there?
Jordan was the fiery fool. Yes.
Anna, Jason, Jordan.
Any?
It's going to be a problem. What?
What's your best running moment, Jason?
I'll give it a go.
Or Jordan? or Jason? This is probably terrible to watch, but I'm having a fun
time
online,
doing this. All five people who are maybe watching this right now, we might have to edit this
a little bit.
What is the latest, Mom? Best running moment ever. This is going to sound really weird.
I can't even think of a good question.
It wasn't really a great running moment. Trials in 2016 were atrocious.
Yeah.
Anyone who watched or ran.
Speaking
or
of hot.
Was there. Yeah, speaking of hot. It was super hot. It was humid. It was in LA. There was nowhere to hide from the heat. And I had a miserable, miserable race. And it's going to be weird to say that that's one of my best running moments, but it actually left me hungry to keep training and to figure the marathon out, having run two marathons poorly. So for me, that was one of the moments. I'm going to pause myself. Blake Robertson is inhaling Tums right now.
Not a sponsor, but Tums.
Tums is not a sponsor.
Kill him, man.
I don't know. Blake just took it. Anyway, go ahead.
It was kind of wanting to stay hungry and figure out the marathon and figure out how to have a good marathon race. And so I'm going to say the trials in 2016 was one of my best experiences, even though I ran really, really, really slow.
Yeah. Jason, what's your best running moment?
I've done Boston like 4 times now, and 3 of the 4 times have been the worst weather conditions possible. And I'd almost say just because just finishing the race is always just a really good moment, just because it's so tough of a course. It's just very rewarding once you
finish. Me and Meyer did the 2017 one where it was like thunderstorms. We did that together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
Blake and I spooned.
We did spoon.
You spooned?
We spooned in a trash bag.
You might spoon tonight after all these hot sauces. It might make you're gonna.
Blake's it doesn't matter. We're wearing gloves, so I'm not concerned. About
Blake will need it after this because he is struggling more than anybody.
Yeah, but I'm going through it, man.
What's your greatest running? I'm trying to stall before the last step.
The thing is, I actually practice for this too, but you know, it's getting better.
My best moment was definitely 2015 when I qualified for my first trials. So Jordan and Jesse, the second time you qualify, was it just like more of a relief than anything? Like you didn't get that same like high from it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pressure after the first time.
You know, that's how it is with the bomb versus the next one. It's like you don't get that same high.
All right. I think the bomb is the worst.
Yes, so far.
I think the bomb
wasn't. The hellfire wasn't. I don't think the hellfire was bad. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the last dab. Are you guys ready for the last dab?
I'm doing these just to see if it actually helps.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
By the way, if you eat a slice of pizza, it helps.
Just do the last dab.
You're doing like an actual, you're a crazy man.
I'm doing two dabs. So the last stab is 2 million plus Scoville units. Do we need to phone a friend? Anybody need to phone a friend?
I need to phone all my friends.
2 million plus.
You're going to die. Yeah. About to black out.
Oh, God. Let's do this.
All right. 2 million Scoville units.
I mean, it's up right there.
Are we out of wings?
I mean, it's the thing.
Yeah, is this worse than a really hard race?
Yes.
Let's get a mic and talk about it.
It's my stomach, man. That's what's killed. Well,
all right, here we go. All right, I feel like we're all a little bit closer now that we've taken this journey together. I'm just saying.
I
want to say that, that we've all gone 1 degree beyond.
Yes.
361 degrees, which is 1 degree beyond.
The amount that Jordan
and everybody that came out tonight, we have a lot of swag, so you guys can enjoy. We're going to have some giveaways.
Am I sweating?
You are sweating so
Jordan
much.
Is sweating so It's so Jordan, fun to watch like Jordan sweat.
It's been received for years, Friday.
All right. Are you guys ready for the last stab? 2 million plus Scoville units. Let's do this.
Oh, shit.
Dink it. Dink. And sink it. Here we go.
Dab. Oh, God.
That's not bad.
Oh.
I don't know if it builds, but that one's not bad.
So painful.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my God. Oh God.
That one has the last stat has Carolina Reaper in it.
No, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Carolina Reaper is the hottest pepper.
I burned myself so bad that I can't feel it anymore.
Are you guys okay?
Oh my God, man, it hurts. It hurts.
Okay.
The bomb was worse.
The bomb was the worst one.
So anything we didn't cover in this one?
We should have had this last.
Anything we didn't cover that you guys want to talk about?
I feel like I'm lactating it.
Oh my God, Jesse. Man.
You heard me.
I'm really impressed that all of you guys made it through.
I'm not saying it's right. It's just how I feel.
Any plugs or anything you guys want to give?
I love to plug my sponsor, Wazelle. They've been really awesome for the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's a. Tell us a little about Wazelle.
Yeah, Wazelle's based in Seattle. They are a women's running company. They've been in business for about 12 years, I think. Really supporting women's sport, highest level of sport, really big on social change. They do a lot.
Hey, throw some of those bad boys over here.
Ellie Kiefer, Kara Goucher, Lauren Fleshman are kind of the biggest names.
Awesome. Anybody else? Jason, tell us about how do you, with the streaking thing, like what qualifies? How much do you have to run?
I covered that earlier.
Now, how much do you have to? I was dead. We gave a team with during the bomb. Like, well, how much do you have to run to count for a streak?
By the rules, it has to be a minimum of a mile.
What about treadmill?
Continuous, no taking a break during the middle of
it. Does treadmill count?
Yeah, treadmill does count.
Treadmill does count.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, you know, those 1 mile days are only when you have the flu or you're sick or hurt.
And how many days have you gone?
9 years, 363 days.
Woo!
That's a lot of running.
Jordan Kyle. Oh, yeah, it comes back. Jordan Kyle, how many pounds did you lose in sweat today? We should have weighed you before and after.
Man, you're running after this? Good luck.
Shout out to my sponsor, Brooks. Love your gear. Love your shoes.
We're going to edit that out, by the way.
And also, I'm also Brooks. So
two shout outs to Brooks.
They're amazing. They've been awesome.
But do they make a good hot sauce?
Do what?
Do they make a good hot sauce?
No. But yeah, they've been amazing for the build up for me as well. They make awesome shoes, awesome gear. I wore the canopy jacket today. It's the one that Des Linden wore when she won Boston. So it's an awesome jacket.
Nice.
Hey, I'd like to give one more shout out to Old Spice.
Old Spice. The spice that gets you through the hot sauce challenge.
If you can't figure out why.
Did you just eat the bomb again?
Are you going for the bomb again?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, she wants to try the bomb.
You could try it. You get on the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, you got to come up here.
Yeah, afterwards, anybody that wants to try any of these hot sauces can, and it will record you.
Tommy.
Come on up here.
Tommy.
Tom is way tougher than you.
He need to eat the bomb, though. He's got to eat the bomb.
Caleb, anything you want to say to close out? Any plugs? What did you think? I'm impressed that you made it all the way through, man.
Are you okay? I don't trust you at all.
Is my tongue still working?
Since everyone's
shouting out their shoe sponsors, I'd like to shout out the fact that I don't have a shoe sponsor. So if anyone wants
361,
feel free to give me free stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
We gotta get Caleb Kerr on 361.
Yep.
So thank you to everybody that went through this. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't hate us now. And anything else you want to say, Blake?
We gotta thank
361 and Greek's Pizza.
Thank you, 361 and Greek's Pizza, for putting this together for us. Love you guys. And thank you all for coming and being here today.
And of all the people that I thought was going to do well, I thought Blake was going to do a lot better. I'm just saying.
I went through it.
I'm very disappointed in Blake.
He didn't make it to the end, though.
He made it to the end,
but did you die?
But yes. Look, man, I'm going to get to the end. I may struggle, but I'm going to finish the race.
I don't know about that. I don't know if
time's
you really
out,
can.
I throw time out the door. I'm going to finish the damn race. No DNFs.
No, we didn't take bets, but I think Blake was the worst of all the group.
I think Olivia was pretty bad.
No, good. Olivia did great. She kept talking.
I filled a lot of time. Da bomb. Which was a mistake. I called John up here.
Hey, does anybody
want to
real quick tell us what your least favorite hot sauce was?
Da bomb.
I think that's Does anyone not have da bomb as their worst?
I'm still sweated.
All right.
Wait, was this
harder than a marathon?
Running? You're still running 4 miles?
Was this harder than a marathon?
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Was this harder than a 5K?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere between a 5K and a marathon.
I'd rather run a 5K.
All right. So anybody in the audience that wants to come up and try. Oh, it's kicking in, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt for about 30 seconds, right?
The sweet tarts really help.
Yeah, Tommy took a lot of the bomb, which I mistakenly took a lot of the bomb as well. He is crying. He's crying. Okay, so everybody out there that listened to the show, remember to keep running on Indy. Yeah, so anybody wants to try a sauce, come up and then we'll get a question from you and you can get on the show.